The general manager of a local business is feeling bullied by the Downtown Orillia Management Board, DOM, and the City of Orillia's bylaw enforcement officers when it comes to signage regulations. Bonfire, a Toronto-based cannabis dispensary that opened a location last summer at 34 Mississauga Street East, was notified in January its outside signage did not meet the DOMB's sign regulations meant to ensure the heritage feel of the downtown core. The notice Bonfire general manager Joey Kahn received spells out what is wrong. The store sign does not include muted colors and a matte finish, 3D raised or engraved logos or lettering. The business name exceeds 10% of the sign area, and symbols and logos identified with the business exceed 20% of the signage area. Bylaw officials also took issue with the sign being backlit. Kahn says the rules are ridiculous. If the logo can't exceed 10% of the sign, what is the point of having the sign? He asked. Kahn agreed to take his sign down and is working to replace it, but now he feels he is being picked on by bylaw officers. The inspector passed by and took a picture of our sandwich board sign, he said. He emailed me and asked for a permit. Kahn didn't have a permit, but he feels the enforcement of the rule is petty. All these downtown stores are struggling as is, he said. Orillia is very seasonal, and a lot of that business was missed with the pandemic. He feels he is being strong-armed to conform to old-fashioned bylaws that should be reconsidered. Something needs to change with these practices and the things they are forcing businesses to do, he said. Wouldn't they rather see these businesses be operational and doing well instead of having vacant units? He says he only hears from the DOM when it has an issue with his business. There is no support, he said. It should be about helping each other out and fixing issues that we are all dealing with. Michael Fredson, chair of the DOM, says the board tries to help businesses navigate relevant bylaws before they are financially affected by them. If there is a signage issue, it's the city's bylaw department that issues the ticket, he said. We try to give a warning before bylaw gives a ticket. In the case of Bonfire, Fredson says, Kahn was provided with a lot of notice, his signage wasn't going to meet requirements. They did it anyways, he said. Fredson acknowledges some of the strict aesthetic regulations may deter some businesses from setting up shop downtown, and he notes the area is suited for certain businesses and shoppers more than others. There is a different shopping demographic for a downtown core than in a West Ridge, he said. A Walmart shopper and a downtown shopper are not the same people usually. He says the aesthetic of downtown Orillia is what helps attract a certain demographic most downtown businesses are geared toward. We are not West Ridge and most of the businesses down here are not trying to attract those shoppers, he said. We are trying to provide a different look and different feel. Fredson says the DOM is in place to help businesses and provide them with marketing opportunities, but its hands are tied when it comes to cannabis retailers. Cannabis stores can't market themselves, he said. They can't put stuff on the street and participate in events. They are legislatively controlled that way. He says he understands why Kahn believes the DOM only reaches out to him to complain, but he says that's not entirely the case. Due to the nature of his store, we can't do a lot with him, he said. It's the same for Miss Jones and Happy Days. We don't go to them with our marketing stuff because we can't.